together, make sure we're all together, everything, make sure we're communicating. Doing a good job of getting to him, getting some hits on him, just making him feel pressure.
What kind of special challenges does he present?
He's a savvy vet quarterback, very smart back there. Does a good job of finding his receivers, and he makes good decisions when he's back there. So we just got to make it hard for him back there.
How long do you think that it took for you to be fully integrated, into this defense, really kind of get that scheme down? And because you looked really comfortable on Sunday.
Just the more reps, the more practice I have, and every day, and every practice, I'm just getting more and more comfortable, and just trying to keep improving every week.
This team has a good collection of pass rushers. Obviously, the Broncos do. Is that a pretty impressive group that's going to be on the field on Sunday? Just guys that can get after the quarterback?
Yeah, there's definitely going to be some talent out there. With all of us, Meek, Khalil, everybody on this team does a good job. Tuck, rushing the quarterback, and them with Vaughn and DeMarcus. So some quarterbacks will probably be getting hit on Sunday.
You guys obviously don't compete against them, but when you're going up against another team that has edge rushers like that, is that kind of a challenge? Do you guys kind of want to, see if you get more sacks than them, or is that kind of like an internal challenge for you guys?
Well, I'd say like just the competitive nature of us. We all want to compete and prove, who's maybe the best out of all of us. So we'll all be out there trying to make our mark.
Everybody knows how many sacks that you've had, but as a run stopper, it seems like, do you really take pride in that aspect of it? You really seem to bottle up Forte on that side there.
I'm not just a pass rusher. I'm a overall, I'm a defensive player, and stopping the run is something that I take pride in just as well as, getting to the quarterback. So, if you want to, run at me, good luck. But, stop the run just like I try to stop the pass.
This team always talks about trying to prove that this is not the same old Raiders team. So what would a win over the Broncos, one of the best teams in the league, mean for this football team?
It would just, be what we're trying to do, and that's just go out every week, be the best team, compete, and, just show everybody how hard we work.
Your sacks against quarterbacks like Peyton Manning feel a little bit better?
Right. Anytime you get that, get a guy down that, doesn't go down that much, it makes you feel good.
Seems like over the last couple weeks that the basic alignment of this front has kind of changed. Do you feel comfortable standing up, coming off the edge like you were the last 2 weeks?
I think we're just adjusting every week, and we're doing things to put everybody in positions to make plays. And if that's me, either with my hand in the dirt or standing up, I'm for it. I'm just trying to get some results.
Having Mac on the other side, does that really open up things for one or the other? Because, they can try to double both of you, but, having two threats on the opposite side of you, does that help your game some?
I said we all feed off each other. If it's Mac getting double teamed, me getting double teamed, Tucker, it's anybody, somebody's going to make a play. This team's full of playmakers, and everybody does a good job taking advantage of their situations.
You guys did a good job after a rough week one of putting that in the rear view and winning two straight games. You lose a heartbreaker last week. To have a good challenge division game ahead of you, does that help you guys just again quickly put that in the rear view and get ready for a big game?
Yeah, we can't focus on the past. We learn from our mistakes and everything, but this is a long season, and sometimes some games won't work out in your favor. So put it in the back, learn from it, move on to the next week, and prepare because we're a good team. And as long as we keep that in mind, sky's the limit for us.
How are you feeling, and how's this investment going?
It's good. Happy I'm out here. Good group of guys. A lot of cool, funny personalities, so it's all good for me.
I know you and Vaughn have been close. Do you have a little bit of a competition on Sunday? I think that's been in the past. You guys talked about, outdoing each other.
Yeah, we'll definitely have a little friendly competition thing going on. We'll see how it works out.
Side bet?
Maybe.
Crabtree after last game is like, don't worry, we're 2-2, we still got a long season. Is that the general approach of this team, is that you lost a tough game, but there's still a long season, and you guys feel like you have a good group that's capable of competing and having a good season?
Yeah, definitely. That was a close game. We made some mistakes, and like I said, we learned from them, and if we start doing like little things better, we'll surprise a lot of people. So we just got to keep improving. As long as we keep doing that, which I know we are, we'll work out well.
What's your role as a leader on this team? I know you're not young, but there are some guys who've been around longer than you. Are you a vocal leader, or like how are you fleshing out your role as a leader?
Just you know how I practice, how I play, how I come to work, and then if there's guys who you know I'm vocal with, but everybody's different. So, you know, it just changes with who I'm talking to and, you know, how I'm feeling and how they need to be talked to.
This is a confident group. What makes this team, you know, so confident? Does it start with the head coach and the mindset that he's instilled?
Yeah, I mean that. And we all know how good each other are, you know, and we all practice hard and, you know, you can see it. We all know.
As a team, when you guys look at Charles, you know, turns 39 today, he's been injured his shoulder in week one and hasn't, you know, missed any time been out there. I mean, what does that say to the rest of the team when you see a guy his age playing through an injury and producing for you?
You know, just it's definitely something we all look at, and you know, we it's kind of like, you know, I'm 26 and I can't complain about certain things, because I mean he's doing it and he's been doing it for a while and he does it at a high level, so it just you know, makes you want to step up and just play hard, because you know you got a guy out there who's been doing it for a long time and at a high level, so you know, yeah.
As you look back at it over the last 4 weeks, do you feel like you had to shake off some rust, given that you kind of came in, played 2 days later? Do you feel maybe more comfortable in what, you know, in what you're doing than the first couple weeks?
Yeah, that's just for, you know, more repetitions and getting more comfortable with the defense, the team, and everything. And yeah, it's just going to keep improving week by week. That's usually how it goes. So